Wait a minute, where are we time-wise? I better get this started the right way. It's 7 after the hour. I don't know why I'm thinking it's 53 past the hour. We won't get there for a while, and we've been there before. Let's get started at the top of the hour with the information that will help you in the food department. There's nobody better than Phil Lippert, who is the supermarket guru, who's here to take us through lots of information today. And you can get lots of Phil's hits and misses, information delivered straight to your inbox about new products at the supermarket. You sign up for it at supermarketguru.com, Daily News Flash. And the flash is that Phil is not a flash in the pan. You've been at this for, three decades or more, actually, haven't you? I don't want to suggest that you're getting up, that your teeth are getting a little long.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
All right. Listen.
Well,
The
past couple of weeks, the reason I haven't been here is I've been visiting all the food shows. So everything from the Candy Expo to the supermarket, big conference called the FMI Food Marketing Institute Annual Conference. And I've actually been going to these type of conferences since I was a little kid with my dad.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny to see how a lot of this has evolved, how some hasn't. But the bottom line is, when you go to any of these, it's all about the new exciting foods. You have people standing in line at the Kraft booth for an Oscar Mayer hot dog for like 30 minutes.
What's new in an Oscar Mayer hot dog? How can you make an Mayer hot dog new?
That's the point.
Yeah. So what new things, you've been to all these food shows, what new things have you found that intrigued you that you think will intrigue people listening to us around the country?
Well, probably the most exciting new things had to come from the Candy Expo. And yes, you have the typical, you know, candies, the chocolates, M&M's, matter of fact, has a new candy corn M&M coming out that tastes exactly like candy corn. I'm not sure why you just wouldn't buy candy corn instead of buying
it's an M&M, but, so it's got a surface, the cover is candy corn and the inside is usual chocolate?
No, it's made with white chocolate. Instead.
Really?
So it tastes, it tastes just like candy corn. So you've got, you know, that sweet, you know, confection on one end, but lots more dark chocolates, a lot of snacks that are being made with the ancient grains, whether it be quinoa or a kamut, a lot of chips made with those. But my favorite, and actually the one product who won one of the New Product Innovation Awards, is Cactus Bites. Now, this is actual cactus. It's chewy. It's not like a chip, but it's chewy and comes in little squares, and it was fabulous.
So,
needless to say, very healthy.
I wonder when M&M is going to do something. You know, everybody talks about it tastes like chicken, and everything tastes like chicken except for Kentucky Fried Chicken. So, can we get a let's get a chicken flavored M&M? What do you think?
I don't think the Mars people would do that. Yeah. I think they're going to stay into sweet and savory, not necessarily, you know, the flavor of chicken.
Okay.
But, I don't know if it's because of the sugar high, but the Candy Expo year after year after year is always the most fun show. Everybody's smiling.
Of course.
Happy.
On a sugar high.
They're working their booths. Exactly.
Yeah. It's all about sugar. All right, so Phil Lippert is here, 800-510-8255. Phil, you're in charge of the information on Josh Viertel, who apparently is the president of Slow Food USA. That's very intriguing. Most people want fast food. This guy is involved in slow food.
Well, slow food, this whole movement started, I want to say about 20 years ago, and he'll correct me with the right date. But it's now in over 150 countries, and basically what they're trying to do is to get us to slow down, to understand where our foods come from, for us to eat slower, just to appreciate everything. And it's been a very successful movement. And now they have a new campaign out there to build 1,000 gardens in Africa. So he's going to talk to us about that. He's going to talk to us about what slow food is all about and why it's so important to our ag community, to us as individuals, and certainly to the entire food world.
The entire food world depends on Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. You see him all the time on the Today Show, on The View, with his updates on what it is, the trends, if you will. And that's what, that's why he has, as long as he has, been involved in this, because the trends affect how we eat. Maybe I should ask that question rather than assume it. Which comes first, the trend and how it affects what we buy, or what we buy leading to trends?
Well, I think neither. I think what really starts is consumers having some kind of desire. Now, it could be for a different kind of taste or snack or new recipe or something. So it starts with the desire. Then I think it moves into somebody observing that desire, then producing a product to satisfy that desire, and then the trend comes.
All right. So in this circumstance, this week, there's been a whole lot of discussion about a couple of things. And it's been, in my mind, a regurgitation of what goes on. People who are not buying, I was listening to four or five different hosts talk about the report from the government about the obesity problem and how it's going to be in 24 years. Everybody's going to be fat, old, and ugly, whatever.
Yeah, 42% obese. Yep.
Right. Okay. So then I'm thinking, I listen to these people talk about what they can buy. They can't afford healthy food. I listen to the same stuff. The reason we're all fat is because we have bad food, because we can't afford good food, which you think is nonsense. And I guess so do I.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's so funny that when that report came out and everybody, and I agree with you, everybody's talking about all this stuff. Oh, my God. What that said to me is that all the government programs that we've been working on for the past 20 or 30 years to get people eat healthier have been a waste of money.
Complete failure, like the drug war.
They haven't worked.
Yeah, so, complete failure.
And you know, next week this new movie comes out, The Waiting of America. It's HBO. It's a special, I think it's a multi-part special on HBO. That comes out, and everybody's, you know, up in arms about it in the food world, because it paints the food world in a very bad way. But the reality is that we are getting fatter. We have more diabetes. We've got more heart disease, more cancers, and the like. So everything that we're doing is not working. So why don't we start there, start a new program from scratch that actually does work. We don't have to just throw billions and billions of dollars against these things because, you know, it's not working.
Here it is working, but not for the people, the folks, the average person who's looking for a way out of this. What you don't know, or what you're not thinking about, maybe what you need to know, is how the big food conglomerates work, their connection to government. Phil, you and I both know that a lot of these big companies have their vice presidents for whatever. Okay, I want to go work in the government. I want to serve my country. So they go in, and they become a part of the USDA or the FDA or whatever it is. They influence policy, and then they go toward their old company, and then they go back to work for the company. And that's one of the reasons that we have these sorts of things going on, because they don't want things to get better. They make more money. They sell you bad food. Then the drug companies come in after you've become sick. They want to sell you drugs so that you're supposed to get better. And the government pays for all of this stuff. I know you don't buy it.
As I've said before, I'm not part of this whole conspiracy.
I know you're not. I am, however.
There are a couple people, and I agree with it, a couple people who worked for major conglomerates that then worked for the USDA. Sometimes, I think in one instance, they went back to the company. The other one is still there. But I don't think it's about a conspiracy. I think that, in fact, if you look at the person who's under such scrutiny at USDA, he left the company because he felt he wasn't able to change the company. Mm-hmm. It was not a nice parting of the ways.
Well, it's not, the whole situation isn't nice, and as you have said, all these programs don't work. So have we become a nation of over-snackers, and are we eating the wrong things? Let's talk more about that with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. A lot of food news this week, and later on we meet Joss Vertiel. Am I pronouncing his name correctly? I think I am.
Yes.
Close to it, anyway.
Sure.
who is going to explain this initiative that they have in Africa, which is fascinating. One would wonder if we can have what they're doing there back here. 16 past the hour on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru here.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no-melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no-melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Check on the supermarketguru.com. People can send you questions all the time. Supermarket Guru answers questions. There's lots and lots of... Every week there is. For example, this week in the food news, fish, it turns out, is tied to lower colon cancer risk. And the fishes they're talking about are the white fishes, the salmon, the tuna fish. You know, tuna fish is so controversial. I wonder how you advise people. They ask you about some of the things you buy in the supermarket, fresh and frozen, but canned fishes. You know, you see sometimes canned fish. Tuna fish we're used to. Other canned fishes, I'm not so sure. What do you think, Phil?
Well, it depends on the brand. You know, if you look at a brand that I love called Wild Planet, that canned tuna is about the best canned tuna ever. It is only from wild caught tuna. You know, they don't have any problems with dolphins getting in the nets and so on. So it depends on what you're looking for. Also Whole Foods, their 365 brand, which is their own store brand. While it's not going to be less expensive than something like Wild Planet, that's also, you know, an absolutely terrific brand.
So what about
read those labels carefully?
Can you get regular fish in a can? Can you get like halibut or cod in a can?
No.
Would you want to?
Frozen food case. It's just not necessary, you know, to go through that whole canning process. But frozen food case is where to buy fish. When you think about how fish are caught, you know, a boat goes out for weeks at a time. They catch the fish. Actually, the fish, for the most part, are cleaned and packaged right on the boat.
Right.
So if it's frozen, it's frozen right on the boat, so it's the freshest you can imagine, versus sitting there, then coming to a distributor, then going out on that ice table that you've got.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rule book for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie with cream of coffee.
Now, 23 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here to address things that are of import when it comes to food. This man knows his stuff. And every day you can follow at DougStefan.com what information he has. He's blogging about things every single day. Berries at this time of year. We're into springtime. One wonders if we're getting better berries. Is it the, do you go to the supermarket? Do you go somewhere else? Where do you get the best fruits and berries that are seasonal?
Right now, in a supermarket, because
really?
They are in season. You're going to get the best price. You've got brands out there like Driscoll's, which does a phenomenal job. They really do. I consider them responsible for our uptick in, you know, blueberries and raspberries and strawberries. They really do a very good job. And in fact, Driscoll's now, besides having fields in California, which is where they started, they're now doing some protected hothouses in Mexico so we can get fresh all year round.
Really?
Yeah, so that would be my take on it. I mean, if you're driving in the country and you come across, you know, a farm stand, that's fine. But, you know, farmers markets are going to have just about the same quality at a higher price than your supermarket will have.
Yeah.
Now again, you know, when they're not in season, not going to happen. But right now, you know, the supermarket is going to be the best place.
I find Driscoll's good and bad, depending on what you're buying. The big boxes of strawberries always have rotten ones on the bottom. It's almost impossible. I look, I turn them over, and they always get soft and to the point of being rotten. And I was very disappointed because I was in a chain, and I think it was when I was in California last week. I went to, I don't know, Vaughn's or something, and I picked up some, and they were just awful. And when I'm back in Massachusetts, I usually go to Whole Foods. I don't go to Trader Joe's for fruit because their produce usually sucks, frankly. You're right about their frozen stuff is superb, the best you can find anywhere, price-wise, quality-wise. But they just don't do a good job with produce. And I wonder why they don't, because they'd like to have some because they like their price points. It's just that the quality that they have is not consistent. Is that me, or am I reflecting what everybody else thinks?
No. I don't think it's you. I think it's true because even in Southern California, you know, I've been to a couple Trader Joe's that have fabulous produce departments and a couple where it's mediocre at best. I agree.
So why don't they have better? Why don't they have better quality control?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I mean, how do these companies? Again, you go back to what I just said. Why would the quality be better in Massachusetts than in California? Is that just the luck of the draw? I mean, the stuff's got to be traveling further, so one would wonder, why isn't it better?
I think a lot of it has to do with who's the manager of that produce department.
Really?
You know, yeah, I've talked to a lot of produce guys, and it seems to come down to that. Because if, in fact, your manager is a produce maven and really gets it into the display, everything is perfect. If, in fact, you know, the produce manager is part-time that and part-time buying the diapers, it doesn't happen. And I'm talking store level, not at a corporate level.
See, I would have thought that stuff all is sort of, it's like some of the fast food joints. Everything comes from the same place. It's all the same quality one way or another.
No, not necessarily. And again, produce has a very high shrink rate, very high spoilage rate. So as a result, you've got to really tend that department. You've got to be looking for damage. You've got to look at when those strawberries are getting soft. Mm-hmm. You've got to rotate it. That department, probably more than any other department except for meat, requires the most skill to really merchandise it properly.
All right, we're getting to the bottom line here. Some of the headlines from Phil's website. We are interested in some of these things that are good calcium sources that you write about. We all, as we get older, need more calcium. So is there a tasty way of adding calcium to our diet that you can find in the food stores?
Well, of course. And for most people, they get their calcium from milk or cheese or other dairy products. And the thing that most people don't know is the RDA, recommended daily allowance, is 1,000 milligrams per day. And now that might not seem like a lot, but it is, because, you know, you've got some vegetables like kale, which are very rich in calcium, mm-hmm. but that only has about 90 milligrams of kale. So in the scheme of things, you'd have to, you know, have like 10 cups of kale to get it. So you really want to have a balance. A lot of fruits and vegetables do have calcium, but it's at much lower levels. Now, one of the other sources of calcium that people really forget about has to do with poultry. Chicken, about 3 ounces of chicken, contains just under 300 milligrams of calcium. So, again, I think whether it's calcium, whether it's fats, whether it's sugars, you want it from a varied sources.
Varied sources for calcium. All right, in a few minutes, we're going to meet Josh Viertel, who is the president of Slow Food USA. They are building gardens in Africa. Why is that important? Because there's a connection not only to us here for our own eating, but this is a place that maybe we can help people learn how to feed themselves, and we then don't have to send them so much of our food. Maybe a defensive mechanism as much as anything else, Phil. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, Doug Steffen at half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weekend time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. This is the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're tweeting all kinds of information on Twitter. We have Supermarket Guru Essential Omega 3 conversation going on right now. Phil has written about Omega 3s. There's a lot of information there at his website and on my website as well. And you can follow it at Twitter at twitter.com. At Good Day, and it's facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's phil@dougsteffen.com and doug@dougsteffen.com and phil@supermarketguru.com. There's no reason for you not to have the information. Ask a question and you'll get lots of great answers. As I said, there are a lot of really important things for you to read about. I want to talk later on about Mother's Day foods, but right now we're joined by Josh Fertiel, who is the president of Slow Food USA, an outfit that is very much in sync with me, Phil. Good food, good farmer relations with people who buy the food, good for the planet. I'm very into sustainable agriculture. Mr. Vertiel, good to have you here. Just by way of introduction, the reason I'm saying that is in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a dairy farmer as well, and I feel very strongly about a lot of the things that you do. So we're good to go, I think.
Phil, Doug, it's great to be here, and thanks for dairy farming. It's a hard thing to do, but so important.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. It's great that you're still doing it. A lot of dairy farmers have gone out of business in these last years.
Ah, it's terrible. We have thousands of dairy farms that have been sacrificed, and I'm trying to save a farm that's in suburban Boston that is, I have two different farms, about 140, 145 acres on each one, and the pressure because of real estate developing is unbelievable.
No, it's absolutely right. And the options for where to sell the milk are limited, but kids are growing up and they don't even know where milk comes from.
Well, that's
the
thing.
Supermarket.
We had a group, you'll get a kick out of this, Phil. Yesterday on the farm, we had a school bus load of 44 youngsters, and we're trying to do more and more of this. We're ending up now doing it this time of year, four or five of these a week, where youngsters come out to the farm, they spend 3 or 4 hours, they watch the cows being milk, they see the calves being born, they understand what the calves eat, they understand how they grow up, they see them at all stages of their life, and they aren't, you know, it's like anything else, and I feel very strongly about this. There are so many people, as you've suggested, they don't even know where food comes from, and the cow and or the groceries that come from the ground, they don't know from nothing about
that's right.
That. So anyway,
that's right.
off on my tooth. Phil, please save me.
No, well, you know, I think it's important, and I think what Josh and Slow Food USA is doing is critical, because if we don't teach future generations where our food is coming from, we've lost this battle. And Josh, earlier in the program, you know, Doug and I were talking about that report that came out about a week or so ago that says, you know, 42% of all America is going to be obese and so on. And for me, when I heard that, it said to me that all the programs that the government has been working on have failed. We've spent billions and billions of dollars, whether it's on labeling, whether it's, you know, education programs, whatever. It doesn't work because we're not reversing anything. For me, what Slow Food is doing, it's putting people back in touch with our foods, and, you know, that helps. So having gone off on a tangent here, why don't you start off by telling us, before we get to Africa and what you're doing with that program, what is Slow Food USA and what's your objectives?
Great. So Slow Food USA is an arm of the global slow food movement. And slow food is basically food that is good, clean, and fair. It's good for the environment. It's good for the people who eat it. And it's good for the farmers and the workers who pick it and produce it and bring it to us. It's good, clean, fair food. And Slow Food, as a movement and organization, believes that everybody, every day, should be able to choose to eat good, clean, and fair food. And we're working to make a world where that's real. In the U.S., we have volunteer-run chapters all over the country, and they're doing incredible work. They're building gardens in public schools and teaching kids where their food comes from. They're setting up farmers markets where there aren't any. They're connecting farmers to consumers and chefs, and they're preserving the food traditions and the food cultures that really ground us and connected us to our food originally, because, hey, if we're not connected to our food, we lose so much. And Slow Food is building a world where everyone every day can eat good, clean, fair food. That's what we're up to.
Now, you mentioned that it's a volunteer organization. So
we have No, go ahead. Yeah, we have over 1,500 volunteer leaders making this work happen across the country, and they reach 150,000 children each year through their school garden programs, cooking education programs. These volunteers, they're everyday people like you and me who really believe that we have to change the way we relate to food, and they're making that a reality in their communities.
And I think that's so important to note, Doug, that, you know, again, with some of the other programs that are out there that are funded, this is a volunteer program. This comes from the passion that people have.
I don't want to get off on an anti-government thing here, but it's really people who are invested. It's not somebody preaching to you and sort of down on high, this is what you have to do. People got to figure this out for themselves. They're figuring out that the food they're getting from a lot of the giant conglomerates is crud. So how do we get back? The locavore movement has grown so rapidly, and that's, again, to sort of go back to my own circumstance, Josh, what is responsible for us growing. I'm selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and all kinds of dairy products on this farm, and we work in concert with other local growers of produce so that people get excited about, and it is a family thing, introducing our products to these people is an important effort. It isn't just selling the producing stuff, but it's the educational process that goes with it. And frankly, when I hear you tell your story, I'm very enthusiastic about what you're doing. I'd like to figure out how we can hook up Slow Food USA to some of the things that we're doing in our area, because it sounds to me like you're very active in our country as well as trying to go overseas, which is, I think, what Phil wants to talk to you about, these gardens in Africa.
Great. Well, we should absolutely hook you up and your farm up to the local Slow Food chapter. We'll figure that out offline.
Yeah, we will. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, Phil, this African initiative looks like something that nobody else is doing.
Well, it's called 1,000 Gardens in Africa. And Josh, why don't you tell us about that and how our listeners can get involved?
Great. So there's a lot of concern about how we're going to feed the world in 2050 with the growing population and climate change. And there's a big effort on the part of a few large companies to look to Africa as a place where we can export our industrial agriculture. They want to send genetically modified seeds over there and chemical fertilizers. And turn subsistence farmers into exporters of commodity crops, corn and soy and things like that. We know this won't work. We know it'll probably make good money for the companies that are selling the seed, but we know it's not going to feed the world. We haven't seen the yield increases they're promising. We haven't seen any of the results they're promising. We have seen that people go hungry when you turn their farms into commodity growers, into industrial farms. What we're doing here doesn't work if you export to Africa. And farmers in Africa, and particularly the slow food leaders in Africa, no, it won't work. They don't want it. They say, hey, we have a food culture and food traditions here that can work if we can get together and share our knowledge and if we can generate the political will to change markets and to change land,
yeah,
where land is owned.
This so disgusts me. These guys want to, and Phil and I get into little discussions about this because I find, and without mentioning names because I don't want to stir the pot that much. If I were by myself, I would. But I'm not. So it just disgusts me. These people, this despicable control effort that's on to try to make sure that you have to buy. All of this is about trying to buy all of your seed from one company and control not only what we do here in America, but all around the world, get bigger and bigger and bigger. And instead, the real, as you are suggesting, you got hundreds of gardens that you're building in Africa, and I don't know what you're using for seed sources, but there are lots of different ways of getting the seed and showing people how to produce their own seed, which is anathema to these big companies, but the quality of what you're able to grow on yourself and replant some of the things, teaching people how to fertilize things and what they can use for fertilizer, teaching them how to compost, things like that. And you can get, if people kind of figure out how to be subsistent, here's it, I'm off on a little bit of a toot here. I found somebody this past week who happens to live in the town where I live in. It's a suburban Boston town. And she has a little, like, 40 by 40 front lawn that she dug up. And she planted all kinds of tomatoes, carrots, vegetables, you name it. She's been canning those things for the last 3 or 4 years that come out of this little plot that she keeps working and working and working. She knows what she's doing, and that's kind of what you're doing. You're teaching these people, if you can do it here, little plots of land in Africa or wherever, are the future of people feeding themselves, right?
That's right, and the great thing about the Gardens in Africa project is it's actually not us coming over and teaching them. It's us creating a space for farmers and elders in the community who know how to do this well to come together and teach each other.
Yeah.
To save their own seed varieties so that they don't have to buy seed every year, to consolidate their organic matter and turn it into compost so they have their own source of fertility, to learn about the best way to conserve water. That may be emerging technology, but it's probably one that's low cost, like rain catchment barrels. Mm-hmm. And to get these little tiny capital investments, support them in little ways, but more than anything, create an exchange of knowledge. So based on the indigenous wisdom, the indigenous varieties, they can build solutions and own their own future.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, so welcome Phil, back. Help yourself.
Yes. Well, welcome back to Good Day Weekend. With us is Josh Bertel, president of Slow Food USA. Now, Josh, I forgot to ask you before, when did Slow Food start?
So it started in the late 80s. There was a protest on the steps by the Spanish Steps in Rome when a McDonald's opened, and Italians didn't want to see their food culture colonized by fast food culture. And they poured out onto the streets, and instead of just waving placards and chanting, they started handing out bowls of penne pasta to passersby, and a crowd gathered, and they started chanting spontaneously, "We don't want fast food, we want slow food." And a movement was born. We now have members active in 160 countries around the world.
It's fabulous. So tell us, how can people get involved? How can they find out more about Slow Food? And certainly, how can they change their own behaviors?
It's great. Well, first, go to slowfoodusa.org, slowfoodusa.org. And if you're interested in Thousand Gardens, it's forward slash 1kgardens. And you can find it from our homepage as well, but slowfoodusa.org/1kgardens. You can learn more about the project there. If you want to live slow food values in your own life, one, join Slow Food. It's a great way to connect with the community of people who are living good, clean, fair food values, and they can connect you up with local farmers, and they can connect you with great local events. We run on average 4 events a day somewhere in this country that connect people up with their food. Sure. And great local projects as well, and then you'll be part of the national and global movement, so we can connect you up with opportunities that are national to change school lunch policy or food and farm policy, and to be a part of this global movement through projects like 1,000 Gardens in Africa. Joining Slow Food is a great way to start. And then in your own life, cook real food. Cook it from whole ingredients, and share it with the people you love. Share it with your family and your neighbors. Make food a source of joy and pleasure in your life and quality time. And, cook real food. And if you have a chance, even if it's just in a windowsill, grow a little bit, too. There's something really soul-satisfying about a little self-sufficiency, and I believe it's actually good for democracy, too.
Exactly. And also, you know, we're going to get Doug and his farm involved, and who knows, maybe we'll have an event on your farm, Doug.
That'd be kind of cool. I love this sort of thing because what it does is bring people back. I think of it as a return to my childhood when I learned all about this growing up on the farm, working on the farm, and having it become part of my thread, an important thread in my life. Once you get connected with the source, it's kind of like, I'm going to go down a Wayne Dyer street here for a minute, but it is part of the source. Our life comes from what we eat. We are what we are, and we become what we eat, as corny as all of that is. And you don't grow things, you don't grow candy in the soil.
A Milky Way bar doesn't come out of the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, apparently that has been lost on people. Anyway, Josh, thanks for being here. It's slowfoodusa.org. That's the connection. 51 after.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
My vegetables cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Now, 53 after the hour, as we continue with a Good Day Weekend program, Phil Everett, the supermarket guru, our focus on food and Mother's Day this weekend. What sort of things is, I've often said, because I found out my own way when I was trying to help my former wife enjoy Mother's Day. Going out on Mother's Day is a very difficult encounter because you can't get a reservation anyplace. So, but finding food and connecting, there's no such thing as Mother's Day food, really, although there must be some things that are really popular in the supermarkets this weekend in advance of Mother's Day.
Not really.
No.
I mean, certainly box chocolates and certain things like that. But I think that the most important thing that somebody should do for Mother's Day is not go to a restaurant. You're not going to get good service. You're going to be rushed. It's, you know, one of the biggest restaurant days of the year. Why don't you cook mom dinner? Just do something like that. You know, listen to what Josh was talking about with slow food. Just cook mom a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be fancy, and you know,
bet she'd love it.
Yeah,
love it. Fine.
Even if it's not
mother's.
Good, she's still going to love it.
Right,
she's mom.
That would be nice if it's fairly good. The things that you can take advantage of, though, buying this stuff. Back to the obesity discussion and how wrong people are about it. When you hear people calling, "I can only afford to buy fast food," no. You can buy really good quality food and cook it yourself and save money from going to the fast food. You compare the fast food, let's say an $8 meal, to what you can prepare at home for that kind of dough is no comparison, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, you know, not to, again, you know, reiterate what Josh was talking about, but when you grow it yourself or when you're cooking it yourself, you're closer to it.
Yep.
And it becomes more meaningful, and you're going to eat slower, you're going to eat less, you're going to enjoy it more, on and on and on.
I tried to do this. Actually, we did in Framingham, the town where I live in Massachusetts. My friend, we have two farms in town, my dairy farm and a local produce guy. And the two of us got together and used my truck and dirt that I had mixed with manure. We hauled it down to an acre plot in downtown Framingham, and he built these raised beds, and educated people, along with a couple of folks who have helped with community gardens, bring people in. There were 70 people in a waiting line to get about 14 spaces. And this year, I'm told there are four times that many trying to get in. So we're trying to find another place to do the same sort of thing. But the land is valuable, and there isn't much of it. But I think people, all they want to do is know they can do it and have somebody teach them a little. I mean, some of this is common sense. But those of you, you must, there are more and more of you have connections to farms someplace in your family. It would seem to me a great idea to find where those roots are. And as Phil was saying, I talked about this lady who grows the stuff in her front yard. Put a pot in the window and grow some tomatoes, for example, little things, and use it as teachable time for your children. But actually, you can, you know, you can use some of the same things you'd grow to, you'd use to grow a bunch of flowers.
Even if you just grow herbs.
Yeah,
it's all you got. Herbs and spices are the easiest things to grow. You cannot destroy them. It's so easy. So you have these little pots in your kitchen, by your kitchen window. It's going to be a natural air freshener, if you would.
Yeah.
You have mint. You have all these things that are there. And it just, you know, when you're cooking anything, even if you're cooking a microwave dinner, then take a little bit of oregano, a little bit of mint, whatever. Just put it on it. You're going to feel like you're Julia Child.
Phil Emperor, the supermarket guru here on Good Day Weekend. The question came up earlier as to whether or not we've become a nation of over-snackers. People snack because they don't get enough. This is my theory. They don't get enough food. Regular balanced meals would normally eliminate the need for snacking. You agree or disagree, Phil?
I disagree. I think that the reason that people snack is the foods that they eat are not satisfying. So they're constantly, you know, looking for something, whether it's salty, whether it's sweet, and so on, to satisfy them. And also, I think that people are nervous wrecks. If you look at the economy, if you look at politics, you look at everything that's going on, and I believe that we've seen study after study that shows that as people are more anxious, they snack more.
I think that people take every occasion to snack, whether you're truly hungry or not. Oftentimes you eat because there is something else going on, and this is a distraction. There's something to be thinking about. Phil Lempert, check out the supermarketguru.com, his daily news flashes, hits and misses. A pleasure to have him with us every weekend at this time. Good Day Weekend, Phil Lempert, Doug Steffen, 59 past.